Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Thank you very much, Lucius.
Oh, wow.
Broadcasting blindfolded here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the fan. We're about now.
Look like I'm in a studio with a whole bunch of Hoovers. looks like a Crip sitting here.
We are ready now for Krusty's Corner and a Little Debbie blind taste test. That's why I'm currently blindfolded. I don't know if Old Chuck and Chia following Lucius are because I can't see Jack squat.
I am.
But I do know. Old Chuck, you blindfolded?
Yep, I got this.
I also know Krusty's Corner is brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here's the king.
Hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I appreciate you playing that. Thank you to Greystone for being a part of this one as well. Friday afternoon fun here on the fan. We were having some conversations the other day. I hope you were out there, Tolo, and listening to us talk about the slander of Little Debbie snack cakes from Gavin Dawson. And so I just wanted to make sure,
Marco,
that we all knew.
Tolo,
we all knew. That, okay, if we,
Tolo,
this is a blind taste test.
Tolo,
I've got two products. We've got the Zingers, we've got Swiss rolls, and we've got some Nutty Buddies combinations of stuff like that.
Them Nutty Buddies is banging too, bro.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk out the room. Dawson, you can carry on your duties. I'm going to walk out the room, and I'm going to bring the plates in and set them in front of you. And then what I'm going to ask you to do is we'll start with the Zinger or the Swiss roll. The Swiss roll would be the Little Debbie,
yeah.
And then the Zingers would be the Hostess. So, Dawson, if you could, take it away. I'm going to get the plates. I'll be right back.
Okay. Chief, sounds like you got something to say there.
Which one are you guys most confident in?
My ears are working better.
Because I feel like...
I'm more confident in the Swiss roll.
Me too. And the Nutty Bar.
I'm very confident in the Zinger because the Zinger is my favorite. I do prefer the vanilla Zinger.
Okay.
And I think for the taste test... logistics, he probably delivered the chocolate Zinger, but I know I can tell just from the shape of it. I like the shape of them.
I like the shape of them, huh?
You guys look like you're protesting the cameras in here or something.
Have you paid for
it? I can still see the lights, I can assure you that.
And my basic theory here is just that I think a lot of sugary snacks are lazy, and we're letting these people off the hook, making horribly undelicious items, but they got sugar in them. And we're addicted to sugar, so we eat it. And like, oh, that was great.
They smell so good.
It's not really that great.
All right, I can smell the Nutty Buddies.
Got to be more mindful.
Here we go. All right, now, the way it's set up on your plate, the Zinger and the Swiss roll would be on your left hand.
Okay.
Your left hand. To your right hand would be the two Nutty Buddies. So what I'm going to ask you to do is we're going to sample the Zinger and the Swiss roll first. That would be your left hand. Okay. Sample.
Swiss roll.
Or Nutty Buddy. Or, excuse me, Zinger.
Okay. For me, the first one, the furthest one to the left on the plate, that's definitely a Swiss roll. That's a Little Deb.
I mean, that Swiss roll is Little Debbie, and it's so damn good.
It is so good. Oh my gosh.
Dawson, which one?
It's
let's
been
see.
So long.
Okay, let's see. Dawson, okay.
I had two bites of the roll.
Oh. That roll is sexual.
It really is. First bite of the Zinger.
All right, Zinger time.
Okay, we go to Zinger.
The Zinger's pretty good.
You know what?
Little Debbie stands up.
Yeah?
Little Debbie's not too bad compared to the Zinger.
The Swiss roll is better, but the Zinger is good.
So you know definitely in your first bite.
That was a Swiss roll.
That was a Swiss roll.
First bite you took was a Swiss roll.
Yeah, that's my
wheelhouse. I can tell by the feel of it.
Okay, and the second one was the Zinger.
Yeah.
Is that according?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I cannot say with confidence that the Zinger is better.
I do think the Swiss roll might be like one of the tops of Little Debbie's.
That's Little Debbie's best work.
Yeah, so we broke out the gold here.
Let me move your mic a little closer to you there, Wolf.
Sorry, buddy.
I think you're struggling a little bit. There you go. You're right there. Now you're good.
Oh, there you go. That's so good.
All right.
Are these both buddies?
Okay, buddies? Okay, so you did it. You did correctly identify. Did they feel the same? Did they taste the same at all?
Yes,
similar.
The texture, is it breadier on the zinger? Like the zinger feels like it's more of a breadier outer.
And the Swiss roll is covered in icing.
And it's bigger.
Well, those are the comparable things to each other. That's what they say. That's how they compete.
The Swiss roll is so fire, bro.
That Swiss roll is delicious.
All right. So you guys were correct on that, but we did get Dawson to admit that the Swiss roll, not bad.
I think I might like the chocolate Swiss roll from Little Debbie better than the chocolate zinger.
100%.
Let's go.
All right.
Perfect.
Round two.
Okay.
This is the Nutty Buddies.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I got to finish the Swiss roll.
Okay.
Wow.
That Nutty Buddy.
This one's tougher. This one's a little tougher.
Now, are these the same flavor?
Yeah. Peanut butter chocolate wafer deal.
Okay, I think the first one I tried is the Little Debbie one.
I got to try the second one to know.
It's a good wafer.
I'll tell you what. The second one's better. But the first one, I think, is Little Debbie.
Mm. Damn. This one's tough, dude.
This is terrible. The radio we're doing right now is we're sampling snack cakes.
There's a chocolate peanut butter one, and that one was outstanding. The one that is not chocolate, I just ate that one. Was I supposed to eat that one?
Yep, you got them both.
Okay.
Yeah, the chocolate one I kind of liked a little more.
The second one that was not chocolate and peanut butter is devoid of flavor. That would be the item that I believe would be a Little Debbie.
I think the chocolate one's a Little Debbie.
The chocolate one's a Little Debbie?
I think so.
I can't tell which one's chocolate, which one's not.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The first one I tried was chocolate.
My mouth can't distinguish the two.
But I feel like it's melting all over me.
Well, yeah, the non-peanut butter one is just...
I need to get you some Kleenex.
Flavorless.
The non-peanut butter one, that would be... Yeah.
Feels like I have COVID.
There's two of them there. Chief, are you sure what you're eating here?
No, one of them feels like the peanut butter is more pronounced.
The first one, right?
Yeah, I think it was the first one.
Right.
With the chocolate on it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's what I just don't know. I don't know which one's chocolate and which one's not.
It's a little bit bigger, too, I feel. I thought it was a little bit bigger in the hand.
Which one do you like the best? Which one do you prefer?
The bigger one, whatever the bigger one
is. Which one do you think is... The Little Debbie product, then.
I think that's the one that's Little Debbie.
I'm going to say the bigger one's Deb.
The non-chocolate one.
The non-chocolate one is Little Debbie?
I think chocolate was Deb.
So you're saying, Wolchuk, you're saying the chocolate, because there's a chocolate one, and then there's one with the white frosting to it. There's a white frosting.
I've never even had that before.
Yeah. I don't think Deb does white frosting.
I don't think so either, so I feel confident in my answer.
I'm going to say the big one is Deb, and the smaller one is Hostess.
Okay.
Unless you got me with like one of these Memorial Day Debbie ones.
How about you, Dawson? What about you over there?
Memorial Deb does get buck wild.
Yeah, the non-chocolate peanut butter one, that would be my main complaint with a lot of the Little Debbie snacks, and it's the special holiday ones, it's the Valentine hearts, it's the strawberry cakes,
the Christmas tree.
It doesn't have enough flavor punch to it.
Yeah.
What about just like the feel in your hands?
That too, you know? It feels like plasticky icing.
Tell me the chocolate one was Little Debbie.
Not the good stuff.
All right.
Is the big one Deb?
Big one's Deb.
You guys ready for this?
Please.
I guess.
I'm going to be sad if it's not.
Both Nutty Buddies you ate were both from Little Debbie.
Oh, my God.
We had my face.
Freaking cheater.
Okay, well.
You've been through.
You're right. One of them was, you can take your masks off
Brian
now.
Brian and his games.
Dang it, Brian.
Oh, wow, it's bright in here.
Yeah. Memorial Day Little Nutty Buddies is what the thing were. So both of those were Little Debbie products. You got the Hostess product correct, but what you evaluated was a Nutty Buddy, an original, and then the Memorial Day 4th of July Nutty Buddy.
You're 100% right. The Memorial Day, they're not as good.
No.
But the tried and true, signature Nutty Buddy is delicious.
Yeah. their bread and butter, what they built their brand off of, the Swiss rolls and the Nutty Buddies.
That, like, holiday special was not good.
Yeah.
So were you surprised, though, that you definitely could tell the difference between, like, the hostess with the cake, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The cake was different in that
regard. The texture and the sheep, you know?
Dawson, you said that
and the flavor,
there's a little plastic flavor to the...
To the texture, you know, I would say that, you know, you want homemade icing, the powdered sugar in the eggs, you know, you can hear it beating in the kitchen, right? You know, mom's putting in work.
Delicious.
That's what you want. And a lot of the bad fake icing in the deli and on a lot of these treats, I think they're just sugar hacking us. They get us addicted to sugar. And then they get a brand recognition thing, and you're just buying it and eating it. If you're going to eat bad, if you're just going to eat desserts for snacks, basically, at least have the flavor pay off, I think is the moral of the story for me.
The moral of the story for me is the Swiss rolls are so freaking head and shoulders above everything else.
God, they're so good.
I'm like, it's been too long since I've had that.
Gosh, they're divine.
Well, you could take.
That was like the time machine. Have you ever seen Ratatouille when the guy takes the bite, then he goes back to his childhood home? That's what just happened to me. So, I said, like, an out-of-body experience.
It's nostalgic. Let's go.
Is a Swiss roll that long of a... I mean, the Nutty Buddy thing has been around, I think, forever.
Is a
Swiss roll common?
My whole life.
Whole life.
That was the one I had the most growing up, was the Swiss roll. And then I graduated to the zebra cake. And then the cosmic brownie and the fudge rounds were mixed in.
Yeah, the cosmic brownie.
Now, you don't think the zebra cake is going to have the same flavor properties of this Memorial Day atrocity over here?
Those are also not specialty. They're around all year. They actually even do a zebra cake Swiss roll. And that, to me, is also just as good.
Yeah, I couldn't find that as far as the...
I'll bring it. Next time I go to the store, I'll bring some zebra cakes.
Well, I was over at the Tom Thumb.
You let me know.
Did the checkout lady look at you funny, or did she think you were buying them for your grandkids? Or your great-grandkids?
No, this was like 18 bucks of an experiment, man. This was totally worth it.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was, but like,
this is my favorite segment we've ever done.
But there was clearly a, but there was clearly a difference in the Nutty Buddies, though. There was clearly a difference.
Yeah. There's something about just the
chocolate,
the traditional chocolate Nutty Buddy. But do you see how you could actually break it apart with the layers? Like, you see how you can just open that right up?
Yeah.
So that's a fun way to, you know, elongate the experience.
Okay.
You know, instead of
we learned that Dawson doesn't completely hate.
And I'm willing to be honest.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you.
No, that's all I want.
Is that what we learned right there?
Yeah, that's what we learned. That's what we learned.
We made history.
I'm not going to double down on takes.
But you were right about the seasonal stuff. I've sided with you on that.
Stay away from the seasonal.
Just play the hits, Deb.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
We kind of found out that Bluebell doing seasonal ice cream stuff, not really good.
Not a home run.
Not a home run.
No, stick to what you're good at.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, boys. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Brought us two down, three to go. It's great to have the king back in the house, isn't it? Although Wolchuk did a hell of a job when you were out booking guests.
Oh, yeah.
We had Votch.
Yeah.
We had Harris.
Yeah, we had Cody Alexander.
Mishota.
Yarish.
Cody was good, huh?
Yarish. Stepped in.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Cody was great.
Zach, we got a mixed bag coming up. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's talk Hooters. And is this acceptable to do to your ex? That's next in the nation.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.